During a heated board meeting, Magdalena Yesel refused to let biology interrupt her argument, so she followed the male executives into the men's bathroom and finished making her point. This wasn't theatrics. It was a woman refusing to let arbitrary boundaries define her influence. From Turkey to Silicon Valley, Yesel built a career on this principle: find a way forward no matter what stands in your path. As Salesforce's first investor, she transformed a 10-person startup into a Fortune 500 giant. But her real achievement wasn't just backing the right company. It was mastering the art of thriving where you don't quite fit. Her philosophy? Be like water. Sometimes gentle, sometimes forceful, but always flowing past obstacles. True success requires courage to fail spectacularly. At 17, Yesel applied to American colleges from Turkey using only a library book for guidance. She crossed the Bosphorus at dawn in a fisherman's boat to take the SAT, then applied to three schools, the last simply because it rhymed with the others. When Illinois accepted her immediately, she said yes without waiting for MIT. This immigrant mindset became her secret weapon. Her first boss called it a delicious FU attitude, not defiance, but unshakable self-worth that allowed her to accept criticism without defensiveness. Bell Labs researchers found the most effective scientists were humbitious, blending humility and ambition. Yesel expected to work twice as hard and felt genuinely grateful for every opportunity. Rather than resenting extra effort, she focused on momentum. This gratitude was noticed and rewarded, especially compared to defensive founders who argue rather than listen. The balance between audacity and entitlement? Gratitude for the chance to prove yourself. Most venture capitalists dismissed Salesforce. Corporations would never trust third parties with customer data. But at the Peninsula Golf Club, Yesel saw something revolutionary in Mark Benioff's vision: simplified enterprise software delivered via subscription rather than expensive licensing. "That's not just a good idea," she told him, "it's phenomenal." Even Benioff needed pushing. Despite positive investor meetings, he kept his Oracle position. At a San Francisco street corner, Yesel confronted him. "It's time for you to be a full-time entrepreneur." True leaders demonstrate complete belief in their vision and take the same risks they ask of others. You can hedge risk, but you can't hedge commitment. Benioff left Oracle. Shortly after, they secured $5 million. Their team soon outgrew the 8,000 square foot space, eventually moving to what became the massive Salesforce Tower. Revolutionary opportunities require seeing potential where others see impossibility. Traditional career advice about long-term goals falls flat in technology, where entire industries emerge in 5 years. Yesel's path proves this, starting at AMD, moving to a hot startup that went public, then struggled 3 months later, shifting to strategic consulting at Booz Allen, then starting her own firm until two burglaries destroyed everything. This zigzagging eventually led to entrepreneurship when she couldn't re-enter tech without taking a step backward. Corporate careers offer real advantages despite the glorification of foundership. Sonia Perkins advises building experience at great companies first. Her 3 years at TA Associates gave her the foundation to become a partner at Menlo Ventures. TaskRabbit founder Leah Busk credits 8 years at IBM with instilling the discipline that helped her build a top-rated service. The most successful entrepreneurs are often intrapreneurs, innovators within established companies, like Deborah Rossi, who pioneered electronic payments at a 165-year-old bank by taking chances on tech startups like eBay when it was just selling Beanie Babies. Success comes from taking on responsibilities before they're given, asking for promotions before they're offered, and stepping forward before having everything mapped out. Being your own boss means actively managing your professional narrative. Document contributions by asking colleagues, "How am I doing?" and recording responses. When Yesel started work at 5 a.m. in her bi-coastal company, bombarding colleagues with caffeine-fueled demands, they dreaded morning Magdalena. Only feedback revealed this blind spot. Making it safe for honest input shows you're proactively improving, the kind of team member everyone wants to help. Money equals power. Even CEOs answer to those with capital. While women often emphasize job satisfaction, business measures success financially. Speaking this language means mastering spreadsheets, budgets, and salary negotiations. Julie Rainwright's biggest regret was never asking how her compensation compared to peers. Deborah Rossi offers three negotiation lessons. Know your power by focusing on unique value, understand the other side's priorities, and make it bigger than yourself by focusing on shared outcomes. When you confidently sell a future that's better with you than without, you gain leverage to name your price. Gravitas emerges from every interaction. Your handshake, eye contact, posture, and presence all communicate authority. Your clothing should enhance confidence, not create imposter feelings. Rachel Maddow wears essentially the same outfit daily, so people focus on her words. Wear what makes you feel powerful. This confidence transmits to others. When facing sexual harassment, Yasiel shares practical strategies. Never engage emotionally, maintain formality, keep control. She perfected techniques like the blank stare and asking, "Can you please explain what you mean by that?" Address inappropriate behavior immediately. "I don't appreciate this." Women face a double standard, where behaviors rewarded in men are penalized in women. Lara Druin experienced this at Silicon Graphics. Male colleagues received respectful attention, but the room grew noisy during her turn. She made a pivotal choice. "Excuse me, I would appreciate the same courtesy extended to previous speakers." Her philosophy became better a bitch than a victim. Gravitas means refusing to shrink while maintaining professionalism. Entrepreneurship demands resilience through relentless rejection. Salesforce faced countless VC rejections. Investors insisted corporations would never trust third parties with customer data. Entrepreneurs inevitably doubt themselves. Yesil admits to sleepless nights and paranoia, but they don't let doubt direct their actions. Sonia Perkins advises resetting expectations to hard and getting in the game rather than waiting for perfect conditions. Even successful entrepreneurs face periods when they're viewed as lunatics rather than geniuses. Salesforce nearly collapsed during the 2001.com crash, burning $1 to $1.5 million monthly with dwindling revenue. When venture partners rejected further investment, Yesil refused to compromise on their software as a service vision. Her breakthrough? Shift from pay-as-you-go to annual contracts with upfront payments, transforming Salesforce from cash flow negative to positive in under a year. Heidi Zack of Third Love secured $13.6 million from 35 investors by adopting the mindset, "I had to want to prove them wrong." The difference between failure and success often comes down to one more attempt after everyone else quits. In a world measuring women by different standards, the real power move isn't perfection, it's persistence. Flow around obstacles like water, maintain gratitude without losing your edge, and remember every no brings you closer to the right yes. Your career won't be linear, and that's precisely what makes it yours. Take ownership of your narrative, speak the language of power, and build relationships that amplify your voice. When doors close, find windows. When windows close, follow executives into the bathroom and finish making your point. Because power isn't given, it's claimed by those brave enough to keep flowing forward, sometimes roaring, sometimes calm, but always moving. Your move.